Filmwoche.
Dokumentar, Filme.
Kino, 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 Kino.
Dokumentar, Filme.
Docs 18.
Werkstattgespräche zum Kinderdokumentarfilm. Docs Festival Podcast von Bernd Saling.
How did you get involved in this project?
The two directors are from two different countries, and they were in Paris for a short stay in the summer, and they decided to, like, they saw the picture of this small child that was the small immigrant child that was like the head down the sand that like came all the internet at that time, and they decided to make a movie about that kind of immigration problems. So they went to Athens and they came back with images, and that's when they started to feel that they needed a producer to help get money for the post-production part, because they had some images and they needed to do something about it. So that's where they met Martin Berléand, the main producer of the film, and they had a friend, a movie director that both of them knew, and that's how they met. And like, we decided to work on the project because it was like a strong subject that we feel needed to be told, and the way that they decided to film it was really interesting.
So what was your part of this work in the very beginning?
We had a lot of talk with both of the directors because we had some images and we needed to find a story behind the images, to find a point of view. And so at first it was a lot of talks with the directors to really find what was interesting about the story of this hotel. Yeah, we and the directors decided that to tell the immigrant problems with the story of this little girl becoming a woman where she does not feel welcome was the best way to show the intimacy of a young girl that's living in a country that's not her own, and with a family, knowing that they might come back to a migrant camp, and that their days in this fabulous hotel are counted. So yeah, our part was to first to like get that story behind the images, and then to find professionals and find money to do the post-production, so the sound editing, the image editing, to match the story that we were going to tell.
So that meant that the two directors traveled again to Athens?
All the images were already taken. We just had to do the editing.
And
they shot in before.
With no budget.
With no budget, just a cameraman, no sound, nobody for the sound. Just like they went to Athens, they heard about this hotel. They went to this hotel. They spent 2 weeks in the hotel, thinking about what they could tell. They met Zenos, the little girl of the movie, and they decided to tell the story of Earth and her family. And they called their cameraman, Boris Munger, that's a French, and they asked him to come. And during 2 weeks, they filmed, and then they came back to Paris, and that's where they find Triad Film to help them conclude this movie, that they had so much faith in.
That meant they didn't have any money for shooting when they were shooting
no.
in Athens?
No, there wasn't any money. That's why we needed to find money to do the editing and.
But even shooting costs money.
Yeah, I mean it was their own money that they used and.
What happened then? I mean, to get money for a short film with a child in the lead is not even easy.
No, and a child and a woman. Like it was a movie made by women about a child that was becoming a woman, and that's even more difficult to sell. Because we sadly still live in a world where movie directors, when they're women, and that kind of subject are difficult to sell. So it was all our work was to get people to trust us and trust the project, and get people feel all the potential that it has, and so. Violeta and Anna Paula both found people who to help them in Argentina and in Chile, in Germany, and then we also did some of the editing in France, and that's why it is such an international project, because we found help everywhere we could, without like much money to give.
But where did you get money from? From different countries then?
Yeah, exactly. Like because one of them is from Argentina, the other of them is German. And yeah, it's the money that they brought from. Like from their professional funding, yeah, exactly. The professional relations that they had that helped them, because they wanted to help them, because they trust in the project. It wasn't like, you give us something, so I'm going to give you money. It was more like, okay, I want to invest because I believe in it.
How long was the editing? Do you know? Remember that?
It took a much longer time than the shooting, because we spent a year on the post-production. So it was really the huge, how do you say that in English? The huge goal of the movie was to make an editing worthwhile, because we had some dream sequences and we wanted them to be mixed up in the documentary part, so that we could make like something like flirting with the border of between fiction and reality, and produce a movie that's kind of that's a documentary but with some dreamy images of.
So one day is a. Both directors came to you and said, we want to have this blue scenes of the special effects or something.
That came with the discussions, during our discussions. They had all this footage, and that's when they met, that they discovered that they had potential to use that distinction between reality and fiction. And
and then you hired people to do the special effects?
Yeah, like it came after the discussions and the.
This 1 year editing, how often you met to discuss the whole stuff, the rough cut of the time?
At first, they were in France, as I said, but then they moved back to their respective country. Anna Paula went to Italy, but the other one came back to Chile. And yeah, that's what we could call a Dropbox movie, because everything was made from like every part of the world possible. So like it's an editing that was made from like WeTransfer and Skype discussions and yeah, emails and yeah, Dropbox files that were shared between the first director, the second director, and the producing team. So, yeah, that's we didn't meet in person a lot, but it was like constant sharings of files. It depended on the part of the editing. I mean, the images were done at a certain place, then the special effects were done in another place, and then the sound, etc., etc. Mm. And yeah, it wasn't like an editing down somewhere in another place, and then what are we going to use?
How's the outcome of the film now? I mean, the festival is the one thing, but did you try to get it somehow to the cinemas in an other way?
As I said, we were mainly aiming for festivals, so it's always shown somewhere. Like it's been around the world, and there are always festivals that's dressed in the film and want to show it. So it's been in many cinemas.
How do you survive as a company?
With this movie, these movies that ends up working in festival, it makes other companies trust us for the other films, and when we begin to support new projects, it's becoming easier and easier to get money, because when we have already done a film that has worked in festivals, then people are going to trust us that the new movies that we're going to make are also going to work and are also going to get what they deserve, and that people are going to be touched by our movies.
Do you have any idea how the reaction of this Greek family was when you've shown them the film?
I don't have the reaction of the family, but what I know is that now the young Xenos now lives in Germany by herself. She speaks fluent German, so she's been able to flee this hotel. And what we feared from day one of the shooting is that the hotel was going to close, and that every family was eventually going to be forced to come back to the migrant camp. And that actually happened 2 or 3 weeks ago. The hotel finally closed. So Zeno's family still lived in that hotel, so now their future is even more uncertain. And so we want to find a way for Zeno's to find her family back, to have her family back in Germany. But right now, at the moment, we don't know exactly where Zeno's family is. So yeah, it kind of helped Zenos to get out of her small endangered world, but yeah, there is still the family problem, that because she's by herself. She must be like 13, 14 now, and she's in a foyer in Germany.
What do you think about this pressure when you get so close to a child who's in an uncomfortable situation like that one?
And not being able to help her? Yeah. We help her in a way. I mean, we make her situation known, and that's the first step for her to be able to be recognized as a suffering child. And yeah, I guess heart has never saved anyone, but I'm sure it will. I mean, if more directors took the time to express these world problems, that because Denos is not the only one to be saved. I mean, in this hotel there was like dozens of families. So yeah, I like to believe that we are helping her in a way. But we can't finance her life, because we just can't.
What scene do you like most? Is there anything?
I really love this the scene that approximately in the middle, when the two little girls are chatting at the top of the hotel, and one asks to the others, "Are you still having nightmares about it?" And just before that, there were two little girls chatting and taking pictures of themselves, and suddenly there are this huge amount of a difficult past that comes over them, and the nightmares that comes back with the imagine of the moon and the yes, it's this parallel between her the life that she wants to live and the discover. It's a discovering of a new culture as well, and they start to be part of the world they came into.